at the level of the whole Australian agricultural industry, we need both a healthy beekeeping industry that can provide hive bees when we want them, and critically, we need a healthy, diverse wild bee community.
From canola to cotton, almonds to apples, pollination by bees is critical to fertilise almost two-thirds of Australian crops. It's an area Dr. Saul Cunningham from the CSIRO has been researching for 20 years. His efforts have been recognised by the Ecological Society of Australia and he's been awarded the 2015 Ecology Research Prize. He says there's a need for a new approach to land management to protect the habitats of both native and European honeybees.
We really want both. We want diverse, free pollination. And then in some systems that are highly, highly dependent on pollinators where you know, it really is critical to your bottom line, then sometimes you can't trust only to this wild group of bees. We actually need to pay to make sure bees are there at the right time.
And how do you work with these wild colonies? Or what needs to be done to support them?
My main message is to recognise that in our agricultural landscapes, you know, agricultural landscapes aren't, you know, primarily driven by conservation goals. We know that. They're primarily driven by production goals. But they still have bits and pieces of what we'd call natural or semi-natural landscape. And sometimes they're not even recognised. Even things like roadsides or the back paddock or, you know, the area under an isolated tree in a paddock. Our research is showing that all these little things, that they're not nature reserves, but they are patches of flowers and untilled soil. And those little patches are keeping these beneficial insects in the landscape. So they might be there in a way because we've sort of neglected them, but the fact that they are still in the landscape is really important and we need to protect them.
Protect them how?
You know, we know that there's places in Australia where people are trying to remove what are essentially the last isolated trees scattered throughout the landscape because those trees might create problems for moving large equipment, for example. My view is that we really need to try as much as possible not to be knocking out these last isolated trees. So there's keeping them where we can, and then where they exist is trying to keep them free of pesticides, trying to keep them from being invaded by weeds that are inevitably part of the landscape, trying not to, you know, till them if you're not really going to use them. These are not hard things to do. They're more a matter of being careful with how we use the land.
Is it fair to put this just on farmers? There's a lot of other land use in rural areas and increasing urbanisation. Should the message be going there as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to paint a picture that says farming is bad for bees. It's a picture that says we can support bees in those landscapes, and that's all land managers are responsible for those kinds of decisions.
WA beekeeper David Leyland regularly travels an area larger than Tasmania to drop off his hives. He agrees that better land management is critical for greater pollination.
Yeah, there's a lot of bush getting cleaned up in the last few years, and I think it's a bit of a concern. I can understand why the farmers are doing it, but I also believe that the government should give them a bit of incentive to keep that bushland there, or at least if not keep the bush where it is to replace it. Because if we keep knocking the bush over, well, it's not just going to be the native animals and insects that suffer, it's going to be the whole human race.
David Leyland says managing ecosystems for bees is only one problem the industry faces. He says the rapidly growing farm sector means the demand for bees is outstripping supply.
In Western Australia, the pollination services of avocados in particular are starting to take off, and they will require over 100,000 beehives in the future, and there's only about 28,000 beehives in WA.
What chance is there of meeting that growth?
It'll depend on every party to start thinking a little bit differently. I don't know if they'll ever get to the numbers they require, but they should, with a little bit of innovation, be able to get a few more beehives than what we do have.